Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. Today, we're diving into Meta Platform's second quarter 2026 results. Before we get into it, this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
And there's a lot to unpack this quarter. Meta posted $60.8 billion in total revenue, up 28% year-over-year. Ad revenue alone hit $59.4 billion, up 27%.
Zuckerberg opened by pointing out 3.6 billion people use at least one Meta app daily. Instagram hit 2 billion daily actives, Threads crossed 500 million monthly actives, and WhatsApp set an all-time messaging record during the World Cup final, 30 million messages a second.
That scale is the whole thesis here, honestly. Everything Meta wants to do with AI, better recommendations, better ads, agents, it all rides on that massive built-in audience. But let's talk numbers first, because there's some nuance. GAAP operating income was actually down 8% year-over-year to $18.8 billion.
Right, but that's a bit misleading on its face. That includes a $2.4 billion legal charge and $1.2 billion in severance from the May headcount reduction, about 8,000 employees.
Exactly. Strip those out, and operating income would have been up 9% year-over-year. Net income landed at $15.8 billion, or $6.18 per share. Free cash flow, though, only $784 million. That's a steep drop, mostly because CapEx is running hot.
Which brings us to the big number everyone's watching, capital expenditures. $31.1 billion this quarter, and full-year 2026 guidance got narrowed upward to $130 to $145 billion.
That's an enormous number, and they just announced a new venture with BlackRock for a 1-gigawatt data center in El Paso, Texas, a sign they're leaning on outside capital, not just their own balance sheet, to fund this build-out.
Susan Lee made a point of that on the call, evolving their capital structure to include more debt plus these external partnerships to keep funding infrastructure without straining the core business.
Now let's get into the strategy, because Zuckerberg laid out basically three pillars. One, AI accelerating the core business, ads and recommendations. Two, personal agents as the next big consumer product. Three, an enterprise play, selling APIs, business agents, and even compute directly to other companies.
The core business numbers back that up already. They introduced something called Meta Generative Recommender, using LLMs to match ads and users together rather than scoring ads one by one. That drove an 8.3% increase in ad clicks and a 15.7% uplift in conversions on Facebook.
Those are real, tangible performance gains, not just hype. And on the content side, Instagram time spent grew double digits year over year, largely from better reels and feed recommendations powered by these LLM systems.
Then there's the more speculative stuff, personal agents. Zuckerberg was pretty candid that they haven't shipped this yet. He talked about it a lot, but kept saying, "We'll have more to share soon."
Which is interesting contrast to business agents, where they actually have traction now, over 1 million businesses using Meta Business Agents weekly across WhatsApp and Messenger. There was a great example. Movida, a Brazilian rental car company, saw a 44% increase in daily bookings through WhatsApp, with 85% of conversations resolved entirely by AI without human help.
That's a concrete enterprise proof point. On the Q&A front, one exchange stood out to me. Morgan Stanley's Brian Nowak asked which of these new opportunities scales first, and Zuckerberg basically dodged specifics, saying he expects meaningful growth in all of these areas.
Susan Lee was similarly noncommittal on 2027 CapEx specifically, saying planning is highly dynamic. Investors wanted a number and didn't really get one. That ambiguity is probably the biggest overhang on the stock right now.
There was also a pointed question about the disconnect between Meta buying compute from third parties while simultaneously fielding offers to sell its own compute at a premium. Zuckerberg's answer, There's just not enough compute in the industry, period, and they see higher margins in selling intelligence rather than raw compute.
Guidance-wise, third quarter revenue is expected between $61 and $64 billion. Full-year expenses guided to $165 to $169 billion, and they're still expecting operating income above 2025 levels for the full year.
So, what does this all mean for investors? The core ad business is clearly firing on all cylinders, accelerating growth, real AI-driven performance gains, record engagement.
But the CapEx trajectory is the tension point. Free cash flow got squeezed hard this quarter, and the company is explicit that they're prioritizing capacity build-out over near-term profit, betting that personal agents and enterprise compute sales pay off down the road.
It's a show-me story on the newer bets, agents, enterprise, Meta One subscriptions, while the ad business does the heavy lifting today.
Before we sign off, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Keep an eye on Meta's Connect conference September 23rd. More glasses and product news expected there. That's it for this episode of Beta Finch.
Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.